Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good friend John Deeney being back on the show. John is a long time, more than a decade member of our Brain Trust. Coming up on 11 years as a great member of our Brain Trust. He is the leading alternative board franchisee in the galaxy. That means he puts together a bunch of CEOs and around a table and helps them to get better, and he's the author of the book, maybe the only book I've ever been jealous of another author for, Hunting in a Farmer's World. I should have written this book, but he did it, and he did it better than I could have, and he's our good friend. John Deeney, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me back.
I love you, but I'm still mad at you about the book.
I'm sorry. I'm going to have to live with that.
I know. You seem to be bearing up under it pretty well, though, John.
Yeah.
Congratulations again. I am proud of you. I'm glad somebody wrote this book. It needed to be written. Hey, John. Today is Administrative Assistance Day.
Right. Administrative Professionals.
Professionals Day. Thank you. Professional. There you go. Well, see, I've been around long enough to have celebrated and also participated, and I'm talking about long before I was on the radio, in National Secretary's Day.
Right.
That was not only did they call it National Secretary's Day, but the people who celebrated it were the secretaries, and they were very happy to call themselves secretaries.
At the time, yeah. That's kind of fallen out of fashion.
It has. And so now it's Administrative Professional Day, and I think that's fine. I think it's more appropriate, John, because, I mean, if you think about it, look at what an AA does, as they often call themselves, administrative assistant. Look at what they do. I mean, they're basically junior executives, aren't they?
In many cases, I mean, you know, in a good admin relationship, your assistant is handling most of your customers. I have two assistants, and they deal directly with my clients, who are all CEOs and presidents of companies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they have to be very professional. They manipulate my calendar. I don't dare put anything on my calendar anymore. They'll shoot me. You know, they make arrangements. We just had a dinner for our clients, and you know, my job was to be handed the agenda and my speaking points as I walked in to MC. And I tell you, that's a really, really good feeling. You've got to appreciate it.
When I call them a junior executive, I know some ladies who would say, "What junior? What do you mean junior?"
Right.
They would say, "The only thing different between me and the guy I work for is that I don't get stock options or a new car every 2 years."
Right.
everything else, basically, they would say, I do all that. So I mean, they have to. It's not answering the phone, it's not taking a letter anymore like it used to be. They got to be technically proficient. They've got to be diplomats. They got to be screens. They got to know when the person they work for needs to know when they should get excited and when they shouldn't get excited. There's a lot of stuff, right?
Right. They prioritize. You know, a good assistant to an executive is really prioritizing where he pays attention.
Right.
They make the decisions, and if they're a good one, you trust them implicitly to make those decisions.
Well, and look at how many people you know, John, who they're senior executive of a big company, and they may not be in the office for 2 weeks.
Right.
And yet, all the stuff that needs to be held together back at the office gets held together, right?
Sure. And, you know, I'm out doing coaching sessions much of every day. And, you know, when I get a text from Beth or Sarah that says, you need to call so-and-so. He's looking for you. I know it's not a routine call. I know it's not just something I can handle when I come back in the office, because they wouldn't contact me for that, and they don't have to explain why they've decided to contact me.
Right, exactly. Well, so, but now, today is International Administrative Professionals Day. It used to, you know, back in the first year of the show, back in 98, Professionals Day that I had back then, it was just the National Secretary's Day, I think, back in those days. And then not long after that, a year or so after that, it became Administrative Professionals. But now it's the International Administrative Professionals Day, and that's what we're celebrating. Talking about, and when we come back, John's going to talk about how to know when to get help, how to get help, and why aren't you getting help, and some different ways to do it. Maybe you hadn't thought about it. It's almost 12.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.